Had a good line. I think Ekman Larson's got to let that go for everyone's sake, but he made a good play, knocked it out of the air. You know, he got a two-goal lead. I had a good chance at the rim. I kind of had it in my mind to take a chance at it, and I just think I forced it a little bit, but away she goes.
Did you learn that at the Tradavia?
Yeah, I got my sporting my shirt tonight, yeah. He's been all over us, so we got our merch here. We're representing Trey White tonight, so it's a big win here tonight.
How much in control were you and the team in the third period just locking that game down?
Yeah, it was great. I think it starts with that penalty kill. You know, obviously at that point the game is still, you know, within reach, and, you know, do a good job. I don't even know if they get a shot on goal there. You know, that's obviously huge. And then, you know, I thought they had some possession in the zone, and then Erod goes down and ices it. You know, I feel like we have that confidence once we get that 3-1 lead that we're going to, you know, take the game over.
Was that more, they had a few, some pushes, but was that more of a complete game than you guys have had in a while?
Yeah, I thought we played well. I thought, you know, the first, you know, for I didn't like the first goal. It was a bad play by me. I kind of overplayed it on my blocker side, and he made a good play getting across. And then I thought in the second I made a couple timely saves, and other than that, it was just, you know, for me, just trying to be solid. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of, you know, taking the game over from there.
How much does a goalie derive confidence when their glove is hot? I mean, you seem to make a lot of saves with the glove and a lot of saves that bail guys out.
Yeah, you know, it's that one thing that you can eliminate rebounds, right? So that's kind of what I try to pride myself on is just, you know, nothing fancy, just trying to, you know, eliminate rebounds and get whistles and kind of kill plays, especially when it's in the zone. And, you know, tonight obviously had a couple good looks and was able to, you know, kill a couple whistles.
Did you have more traffic right around your crease? It seemed like you really had to fight to get a couple of whistles in there and get to some pucks that were right there, but you couldn't really get to them because they were all legs and sticks around.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job getting to the net. I thought they had a lot of pucks below the net that popped out front and just kind of battles there. And, you know, for me, I think in that point, just being compact and staying with it, not letting anything get through me. And, you know, I had a couple pucks, you know, bouncing and guys whacked at it. You know, you just try to eat up. And, you know, I thought our D did a great job. Any rebounds I did give up, I thought we cleared them out. And, you know, for the most part, I was able to see pucks and, you know, kind of put pucks in corners and, you know, eliminate second chances. And I think when I'm doing that, that's when I'm at my best. And I think it, you know, it kind of plays into my game where then we're not giving up, you know, 30-plus shots. You're giving up low 20s because, you know, your rebound control is good and, you know, it kind of is a product of the game.
You weren't looking at a long absence, but what was it like a week and a half? How antsy were you getting it back in there?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I really realistically only missed one game, you know, and, you know, you feel like you missed a month. And, you know, you never want to miss any time. It's frustrating. And so just to get back out there and have fun and help the team win is obviously what I want to do and what I'm here for. So, you know, it's fun to get out and, you know, just to compete. You know, that's kind of – I really enjoy that. I thrive in that. And so it's fun to play. I thought the first period I was a little antsy. You know, I didn't really get a lot of work, so you're kind of antsy. And then the second period it came, but I thought I did a good job. As the game went on, I thought I got better.
Did the strong start add to some more comfortability going through the rest of the game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think there's been some times we've been snake bitten a bit where we can't find the back of the net. So getting two right away is always nice. And, you know, and then from there, you know, we just did a great job. It was just a good hockey game. You know, we didn't really change the way we played. We stuck to it. And I thought tonight was more of a complete game than we've played in a while here.
You talked several times since the summer about the chance to be a starter and get this opportunity. And here you are a couple weeks before Christmas. You're at 13 wins already. I mean, is this going about as well as you could have hoped for you?
Yeah, you know, of course, I didn't really set a lot of goals. You know, I just tried to, like, I know I feel like I say it all the time, but I try to stay in the moment and just chip away at it. And I didn't really think of the starter transition. You know, I can play in games and compete and do well, and, you know, that's my mindset. So, you know, you chip away at it day by day, game by game, and then you get to this point and things are good, and, you know, and then you pack this one away and I get ready for the next one. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, you just chip away and, you know, hopefully by the end of the season we're in a great place, and that's what our goal is here.